Hi, welcome back to the show. It is Thursday. It is the big thing. Roxy and Brett are back, baby. Civil War. Is the controversy real? Is this going to be a huge movie? Is this going to be a big movie? What do you think is going to happen this weekend at the box office? Civil War. CinemaCon is going down, and John Wick is back, kind of. Showed up in that ballerina trailer. Kind of knew that was going to happen because it was a prequel-ish thing stuff. Roxy's got TV talk. She has other things going on. That and more on the show here today. So if you're able to subscribe to the channel, trying to get to 200,000 faster than we got to 100, trying to get to 20,000 on the Down to Earth with Christian Harloff channel. That is our Monday through Friday news channel for UAP. So make sure you check that out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are found. It's the big thing. Let's do it. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the big thing. Myself, Christian Harloff, Roxanne Stryer.
Yeah.
Brett Sheridan. We're back.
Do that again. It looked like I was frozen.
Are you?
Why is it?
No, he's just.
No,
that was good.
Pretty good, huh?
That was good, man. Well done.
One of my many tricks.
Right up the sleeve of LaRusk. Roxy had a great weekend.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It was good. So
was nice. Talking our ear off
gnarly.
About
I awesome. Shredded Gnar.
What did you say? You drank Pinot Noir?
Shredded Gnar.
Oh.
NorCal?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shredded Gnar,
any
bro.
Any dudes there? Everyone's taken.
You don't go to weddings in your 30s and somebody's single.
No.
Like, quite literally, again, the only single person. I have another wedding in May.
Wait, is this another wedding that you didn't take me as your plus one? Ugh.
I don't think you would have been able to go to this.
No, I mean, we could have shared a room. It would have been cost effective.
Oh, right? Completely. Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I do not think so.
No, I'll ask my wife.
Do you guys do snow sports?
Sports?
Snow sports?
Oh.
Like ski, snowboard?
No, sometimes.
Like you can?
I used to ski back in the day. I haven't done it in a long time.
Because everybody gets hurt
long time.
That.
What?
People get hurt doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Eating serious shit.
Yeah, for sure. Tailbone.
So you didn't do that. While you were doing that, I was at the Bruce Springsteen concert, which was cool. It was fun. We had a good time. You know what else?
If I didn't go in September, yes. I would be actually stabbing you right
now. Oh, but you went.
Yes.
So it was good. Yeah, it was good. It was a good concert. I had fun. I liked it.
Was it amazing?
It was great. It was amazing. Yeah.
I got a text message from somebody afterwards saying, it was incredible. He's looking older.
Yeah. But
and I thought to myself, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He's 73 years old. He's still running. He played for 3.5 hours.
People said that after the Boston one, too. And I was just like, what are you guys talking about? Like, he's such a beast.
And he is fit for his age.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, of course he looks a little older.
I think he's hot.
He's 73 years old.
Hot.
Yeah, look, he's running around the joint. And I'm going, I said to my friend who I went with, I said, he's been running on the stage, running for 3.5 hours. I've been standing for 9 minutes and my spine hurts. I'm like, this is.
I was sweating my ass off bowling the other day.
Yeah,
it was just like, oh, dripping down me.
Who needs it?
Oh, not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Not in this economy.
Well, what is going to be on your watch and on the economy is that, as we mentioned,
I hated that.
Good.
Wait, you're one of those people that thinks burps are grosser than farts?
I hated that.
Is that? Or
That's not an I hated that sound.
That's true. That should be. That should be. That should be when you drink. That should be when you drink it in the bubbly.
Yeah, for sure. Did she sound like she hated that?
No, she said she was having a good time. But what we were talking about is the New York move. So we have
not
the studio. No, we have the studio. And the good news that I mentioned on yesterday's show.
You secured the studio.
Yeah.
We secured the studio.
The last one that you talked to me about, you said was a no-go.
No, we found one. We found one, and it looks like I think we're like 93% there. So we're pretty confident that we got it. So what we're doing is Brett and I are going to go set it up. And what we did, I mentioned on the show yesterday, what we did here when we were starting the show is we put an Amazon wish list thinking, you know, maybe people get something here and there, but we were humbled, and people got tons of stuff. We have these. I call these like the Nate lights. Mm-hmm. We have the Nate lights. We have, I mean, this screen. We have a bunch of stuff that the audience had sent. What Brett and I were talking about
you're sending it there.
No, so what we're gonna do is a lot of this stuff. Yes, we're sending there, but like we have a New York wish list that we have because there's new things, and I put it as it's the first first thing you see in the description is if you want to contribute to the new studio, it's there. But one of the things that Brett mentioned that we could do is, like, we want to make sure that we get your shot looking better
at
your place, mm-hmm. the lighting. So if we have some extra lights here from this studio,
bring them over.
Because the
cameras that we can do. Box is way better than my.
That's what I mean. So yeah. We have stuff that from this studio that we can help lend to our crew because we want to make sure. I want to have like you and Brett at your place in your studio setup. Yeah. So that way you guys are still, the vibe is still there. You guys are in the room. I'm going to be in the new decked out studio.
Extras of these that we could swap out.
Right. So that's what the audience has essentially done is, you know, through the first wish list, they're going to be building out everybody here. Someone's like, oh, I was worried you're not going to have people in the room. You guys are going to be in the room together. Mike and Steph will be in the room together. Winston and Coy will be in the room
together.
Where
are Mike and Steph going to be?
Either Steph's or we're going to figure out another place.
Did she say that?
Yeah. I asked her and she said we'd probably be able to do it. Well, you don't think that's going to happen? Okay.
Mm.
Well, you think that's going to be a problem?
I haven't been to Steph's place.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
You will, I mean, at some point.
No, not in that way. She's just been under construction for a long time.
Well, that's what she did say to me at the time when I asked her. She's like, well, when would this happen?
Because it's like construction central.
And if not, we find somewhere else. Yeah. That's kind of the beauty of it. So Brett put together.
Harry's a beast. He's like redoing everything. Everything. Yeah. Like a tank.
Well, but Brett put together a great list of all the stuff that we have out there now that we're going to build a New York studio with, ship it there. And then build out that studio there. We're going to have two, essentially kind of, well, one studio plus a little hubs.
What color are you going to go with?
We're changing it up. It's gonna look different. There's gonna
well,
be
kind of.
No,
well, I guess people don't get to see
the yellow walls. Yeah. We still have those.
It's yeah,
we still
have I the can yellow paint walls. Those two. That you.
Yeah, but like the blue, getting rid of the blue.
What do you mean you're still gonna have the yellow walls?
Well, we're gonna paint them yellow again.
How come?
No, they are yellow. They're yellow.
Oh, they're already yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all right.
That's my favorite color.
Oh, good.
It
there
works
you go.
With so like can, maybe a blue.
I would like
chair.
These bricks.
Are you? You want? We have extra ones, I think, too.
But I want them to be white or not blue. Well,
that's what we're getting. We're getting white ones.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So
at my place.
Okay. Well, we're gonna help. We're gonna help build.
I could hook that up.
Yeah. We're gonna help build out our peeps so we can have because we want the show to look slick. Like, I'm gonna get rid of a lot of the trinkets and old school kind of collider-esque type of things.
I give it 6 months.
To do what?
Before you can it. Before you do can us and you find new New York people.
Tell that to his lease.
Yeah. No. She means you got Brett. Yeah. Brett too?
Yeah.
You think Brett's going to get rid of Brett?
Or you're going to convince him to try to move there. Yeah.
I already tried that.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, no. No. Not going
to
do that.
What? I just want it to be on public record.
Okay, well, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think, well, Matt Serra is going to do a show, which is cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, you'll find Roxy, Sarah. And
there is only one Roxy Strahl.
Brett, mm-hmm. Sarah. And
there's only one Brett a la Rusk. Mm. And that's the beauty of what we're doing at this studio. The studio is going to look slick, and it's going to be able to bring people in through. It's going to look good.
I've like learned a lot
I'm
of
so happy for you.
Building out this new studio that I've been working on for Above Board TV, YouTube. Thank you. I've learned a lot of different ways to make it more of a, you know, self, you know, one man job kind of a thing where he can adjust the focus from his chair, like things like that.
I want
to
do that.
I won't be around so much to help out.
Yeah,
so.
I haven't relied on you on this stuff recently. For the actual studio stuff or the camera stuff?
Well, the camera, I'm saying the new cameras I put on there are the ones that you can sit there
and just
you can
readjust
sit there
them.
And zoom in and out.
Well, so he and I are going to go in and what we're also going to do, so people know, is that we're going to probably like document us getting the studio ready because we're going to be there for like a week getting the studio ready and then we'll go back again. But I'd like you to come out. I'd like you to come and do a show in the new studio.
Me too.
So
can you, when you guys go to do it, could you do it the week of May 12th?
I think we are.
Wow, we're actually.
I think we are doing it that week.
Okay, I'm going to be out of town then.
Where are you going to be?
In Boston.
Oh.
Well then.
You pop by and see us.
Why don't you come in?
Maybe.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe not. No. I don't have no car. I got no car. I'm going to Charleston for the wedding, and there's no direct flight, so I'm just going to Boston for Mother's Day, which will be really fun and not sad at all.
But,
and then
but your siblings will be there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
That's exactly, yeah.
That's
exactly.
why you're there.
For sure. Yeah, okay. And my dad. So we'll go. We like to go to the cemetery together.
Okay.
It's so, this is, sounds morbid, but it's so beautiful there. Yeah. And like in the springtime, and it's so pretty and like just birds chirping.
Peaceful.
It's really peaceful and nice. So I actually like being there. But I think I'm only going to stay for a couple of days. But now that I know that you won't be here for that Wednesday show, maybe I'll stay there through Wednesday.
I don't know yet. Wait until I give you my actual dates when we're leaving. I don't know when we're leaving yet. So
that would be fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Three of us all right there in New York City.
Try to get you there.
Well,
but we are going to have more people there. I've got some more fun things in the work for next week. That if it goes through, the show's really going to take off. If
like what?
I don't want to say it yet. I don't want to jinx it yet because if it doesn't go through, then
the show's going to take off, and I don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to tell you either. But
really?
What I will say is Brett put together a really good list. So check the list out. The Amazon list it's the first thing if you want. If not,
you're looking
totally
for cameras, there's tons of equipment stuff.
Tons of stuff. Camera stuff.
What's the number one most important thing?
The cameras.
Okay, yeah. Got to get the cameras, guys.
Well,
the cameras are
got to drop the kashish.
No, it's not that easy.
The cameras are great because you can do like a wide shot and create three singles out of it because they're 4K.
Yeah, they're 4K
so
cameras.
You don't have to have as many. Like
when we want to up the quality.
If you do get the cameras, I can have one of these.
Yeah.
I think. You said yeah. The answer is quite possibly have. I don't know about have, but have them in your. Have one in your house to shoot the show? Yes.
What am I going to do every day? Drive it somewhere else?
Yep.
No, I'm just saying I'll have, well.
You mean when you fire me, you want it back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Okay, if I quit, you get it back. If you fire me, I get to keep the camera.
Rox, trust me. If he gets these new ones, he'll give you one of them. When he sees the difference, he's not going to.
He's not going to want these? Yeah.
I'm not saying he has to, but I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we'll figure it out. There's a lot to talk about. Well, yes, we'll get to Roxy's neighbor and dating life and all that stuff too. But first, I got to talk about the Civil War movie, man. Let's talk about this. All right, Alex Garland's new film Civil War comes out. I have a non-spoiler review up on the channel right now. I've got a out of the theater reaction up right now, and this movie's intense and it's really good. And I wonder what kind of controversy it's gonna. It's already people because of the nature of it, Civil War. People think that. It's too close to home. What do you think the movie's about? Without the obvious answer of Civil War, what do you think this movie is about? If you were to guess,
I've only seen some people talk about how this is very similar to our current climate. So maybe like more current day, we secede, Republicans, Democrats.
No.
Okay.
And that's, good. That's
fair guess.
Yeah, totally fair.
That's 100% what I thought.
Totally fair guess. They don't play with the idea of. Republicans and Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. They don't like it's like they have places, certain areas have succeeded because there was
in the United States.
Yes. And
modern day.
Yeah. Modern day. And it's really the story about the journalists. Mm-hmm. It's the journalists in this war torn country that are traveling through. And Kirsten Dunst is like kind of like the battle tested photographer that has been there, and then I forget the girl's name, the young girl who's really good in the movie. Yeah, look at she was.
I love Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst is really good in this movie, and basically, this young girl she's got to be maybe 21, maybe 22, and she's like, she wants to be part of the group. She wants to go. They're going past the lines. They're trying to get into D.C., which is like the major kind of battleground.
Kaylee Spaney.
Yeah. Yeah. So and so she goes on the adventure with them, but like they're getting deeper and deeper on the lines because they're trying to get an interview with Offerman, who's the president. And they're trying to get an interview with him.
How is he?
He's good. He's not in it a lot, but he's good for when he's in it. It's not about him though. And that's why people are like, oh, it's just going to be him doing like a Trump impression. No, it's not. It's just going to be a thing that just glorifies the far right. Nope. Glorifies the far left. Nope. It's about this group of photographers that goes through. And it's like, you can't even, both sides wear like the same shit when they're fighting against each other. And I think it's done purposely. Like, so you really can't tell who's fighting who because it's all among the
physically fighting.
Yeah, when they're like when they're wearing like wearing camouflage, like, well, what size is that? What size is that? And it's kind of the point of it. But it gets intense and it's shot very well. The music I 99% loved. There's one time that there was a music choice that I was like, oh, that just seems a little abrupt. It seems like it's, yeah, it took me out of the scene a little
bit. Was it Ice Spice?
It was Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, it was Ice Ice Baby in the middle of nowhere. But it was, yeah, but it's a really good movie. It's a really good movie. I just wonder.
Like Oscar movie?
I don't think so. That'd be cool. But
oh, you'd want that.
Sure. I mean, I think that there's, if, but I can't see it. I can't see it being nominated for anything. But it's really, I think it's a really beautiful film too, which I saw it in IMAX. Well, fake IMAX, but it was, I still saw it.
IMAX.
Oh, I like that.
She didn't come up with that, I don't think.
No.
I just,
there's Reddit.
I don't know why I called you out that way.
Yeah.
She didn't even come up with it. That was so weird of her to be.
Yeah. Obviously, Roxy could not come up with such a wonderful quip.
You hack. Was I wrong?
I've seen
that
before. She did not do that. Yeah. No, this has been my, you know, this is my and Steph's like hill to die on.
You're a thief?
No, I told her the other week after Bibiani told us on this show,
right.
I didn't know about IMAX. Uh-huh. I thought there were thousands of IMAX theaters. He told us there wasn't. I went down a rabbit hole, found a bunch of Reddit forums, IMAX.
Mm. Yeah.
Steph the other day, she was telling me she got tickets to Dune IMAX. I said, how'd you do that? She said, oh, they had them. And I said, they've been sold out for months. She said, no, I did it at the one, I think, like in Inglewood. I said, that's not an IMAX. Right. That's a IMAX. She said, what's a IMAX? Now her and Harry are pissed.
Right. How different is it?
It's different.
It's different. Like, so the Century City one is
IMAX.
Yeah, it's like, that's where I saw. This is where. That's where I
Universal
saw
IMAX. This.
Universal Burbank.
Was
IMAX.
Yes. When we saw Oppenheimer, was that a...
Oppenheimer was,
no, that's IMAX.
Was IMAX.
Okay.
Yeah, that was IMAX. That was
my first ever.
All the other ones here, other than at Seth MacFarlane's house, because that's the other Los Angeles...
He has an IMAX?
He's the only human being with... There's only 19 IMAX in the country.
What?
Wow. Yeah, that'll change eventually, though, too. It seems like more and more movies are opening up in IMAX now.
You hear on commercials now, they start to say IMAX or big screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it's happening a lot more. But, like... This movie, you could say, I would definitely, if you can see it in a real IMAX, you should, or even in a IMAX. I mean, IMAXs are still...
No, IMAX is a bigger screen, still, yeah, and better experience.
But they did this weird thing at this press screening, by the way, that they never did. So for people who don't know, you don't go to press screenings, that normally you get there half an hour earlier, try to secure the seat that you want, because they don't do reserve seating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you get your seats, and you're comfortable, and it is what it is. I get there, like I always do, sit down. And people are like, oh, there's reserved seats today. They give reserved seats at these, and then they show previews too.
Oh man,
you had a ticket that had what your seat was.
Yes, and I had to sit in the middle for IMAX.
Oh, we hate that.
I do not like the middle.
We hate that. We hate.
But it
that.
Wasn't. It wasn't as bad as if they would have sat me in the very front. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have stayed. Because
they did do that to some people.
Yeah. Some people got the front row seats. They gave.
I would have gone home.
I
hate for premieres. That's the one time where that will happen.
Yeah.
Premieres, you'll have a seat.
That's like, what it is. I can't, but I can't do it because my eyes, they won't do
it. I can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized Roxy and I could never be together.
Why is
when
that?
We went, I went to one with her. She went like really close. I'm like, I can't.
I was not really, you know where I sit.
You sit close, but not like.
I sit closer than you. I sit like three rows in front of
three
you.
Three rows, yeah.
Ten, yeah.
And I wanted to go like a couple back from where we when I went with Christian. We split the difference.
But. Yeah.
But. This is how every single screening, top left, DJ, two rows in front of that, Christian, like three rows in front of that, me. Mm-hmm. We take
five
up the
or
aisle.
Six.
Depends on big the theater is.
It depends.
Hey, sure. If you're new to the show, guys, this is called sitting where we sit in the
where
theater.
Where we sit.
Yeah, sitting. Where we sit.
What it's was that documentary that you just watched about sitting down?
Oh, Jesus. This was a guy who, I don't know if it was something religious or whatever, but he would never sit down.
Right.
And
trauma.
It was, you know, unrealized trauma from his youth, and he could not sit down, and it really wreaked havoc on his body. Like, you know, because he would sleep standing up and stuff like that. But ended up to be really kind of an incredible person too. Invented a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And
but why was it called Toy Boat?
toy boat because when he came over from overseas, that he was on like a very small craft that was called, you know, the people called it a toy boat because it wasn't like a Titanic or something like that. But it was very interesting. You know, in the end, you don't really, you know, he had a sad, I don't want to give it away, sad departure from this place we dwell, but
but what was the friend's name? Slappy Eddie.
Slappy Eddie, yeah.
Why did
he get called Slappy Eddie?
Well, you know, obviously because he slapped him around a lot. It was a different time.
1986 too. Roxy fooled people last week, by the way.
Oh, really?
She really got a lot of people. Like they know at this point, right? She did one because we did it. We tied it in at the end of her pixies after you left, and I don't know what I threw to her, but I threw her something, and she fucking just went with it. Said Jennifer Aniston was in it,
and I made it so sad.
It was so sad, but people kept searching for it. There's the audience. I kept getting comments going, "What was the name of it?"
I can't remember
what it was.
They're like, "What platform is this on?"
They kept trying to
you
find it.
You texted me about it.
It was hilarious. I didn't even, and I didn't have the heart to write them back and tell them it wasn't real. Probably should have had the heart to have him tell him it wasn't real. I just couldn't. I didn't want to reveal the joke.
Door.
It was called Door.
It was called Door with Jennifer Aniston.
People have been searching for it.
I love that instead of the door, just Door. Door. That's great. Yeah,
it's like good. Room versus The Room.
Yeah, two
different movies.
Door. I was like, tell me about Door. she just went with it. She was great. She was really good.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, Civil War, man. I'm very curious to see. Do you think the controversy is going to hurt or help this movie?
You know, I haven't heard that much.
Okay.
I only saw a couple of things. So you talking about the controversy, I think, will help the movie.
I think you're right.
With the controversy meaning that it's not what you think it's
Democrats, Republicans.
Both. Yeah. I mean, there's a controversy of, like, why didn't he take a stance, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then there's a controversy of, oh, I'm sure this is going to be, you know, woke propaganda, or I'm sure this is going to be a conservative wet dream.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's not that stuff. And like, I saw a bunch of comments from, oh, yeah, I'm sure I'm going to go see it. It's just, you know, basically Nick Offerman doing a Trump impression. Mm. Not at all.
I know what I'm going to be doing when I watch it. I'm going to be sipping some liberal tears. It's going to be
take them out, shoot them down like a magic mind.
Yeah, woke snowflake liberal
turds.
Crocodiles. Tears.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get asked when you were a little kid, like, what's your favorite word?
No.
Anybody ever ask you that? What's your favorite word?
I used to say fuck off.
That's what you say.
No, I don't know, but I would have.
No, like color and stuff like that, but not.
I don't know all the time.
What was your word?
And it used to be controversy, which, like, why would I say that?
What's your least favorite word?
And it was an asset.
Oh,
asset.
But I know what
asset.
No, my least favorite word's not asset.
Is it moist?
No, that's a lot of people. Breath.
I hate
that word. Breath.
What would you just ask her? If it was what?
Moist. Women hate moist.
Paths. That's one that always bugged me. Multiple paths.
Paths. what did I say? I always said, when I was doing my Joker reaction, I said, and Lady Gaga joins the fray. There's not enough people joining the fray.
No, there aren't.
Need more people to join the fray. That's what we should
do. That could be a good show name.
The Fray.
Join the Fray.
Join the Fray.
The band, The Fray.
What if we name the audience? The Fray. Join the Fray. No?
Mm-mm. It's not landing the way I was hoping.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I wanted to get on board, but then you said it, and I was like,
didn't push the same way as like Schmoville did, right?
My wife and I did this day goof on the thing we saw of the band The Fray talking on MTV where they're like, and they go, and this is The Fray. And for some reason, we'll bring that up every once in a while.
This is The Fray.
But holding his hand, and it meant no.
No, people love themselves. Okay, you know what I love?
Oh.
I love Vessi, and I love Roan. And I'm going to tell you about both of them right now. Here you go. All right. I love getting you guys good deals, and I got it. Roan. There's so much pain in trying to find what to wear, whether it's uncomfortable, it's tight, it's never your size, there's difficulty putting pieces together when all the fabrics are different textures. I know it happens to me all the time. You want to look good without having to think about it. Well, that's where Roan comes in. They stepped up to the challenge, everybody. They got the commuter collection. It's comfortable, it's breathable, and it's versatile set of products known to man. They have products for every occasion, whether it's the most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers. They look great as individual pieces, and they work seamlessly together. Roan's signature four-way stretch fabric, it's breathable, it's flexible, and it works everywhere from your commute to work to the 19th hole. It's time for unparalleled confidence without all the hassle. Roan's commuter collection features wrinkle release technology, and it is 100% machine washable. Looking good is that easy. I'm telling you, I love this. They sent me some of this stuff, guys, and first of all, they have the kind of just relaxing casual stuff, but I needed a good pair of pants to go with my suit, and my goodness, I got some for me. I got some for Riley. We're looking slick. It is so great. The commuter collection is easy to care for also, by the way, and it stays fresh and it's odor free. Just head over to roan.com/bigthing. Use that promo code bigthing. Save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/bigthing. Use that code bigthing. It's time to find your corner office comfort.
Vessi. So, John, I got these new shoes, and they have like, it's like rain wear. It's really, really, it's incredible. I love, they sent it to me a while ago, but I'm so excited to tell them about them. Like, the, for us, I want to tell you that Vessi has like this innovative, it's like footwear, and it's designed for spring weather. It's great. So Stormburst Vessis are the ones that I really want to kind of emphasize, and they're your go-to for every setting, city streets to outdoor adventures, enhancing your style and activity with ease. So you can, whether it's snowy trails, wet streets, morning dew walk. So whether you're facing unexpected snow or slippery paths, it's so crucial in general to have these. Like I'm planning a move. I've talked about this, but it's been raining a lot in LA. And I've been wearing my Vessis everywhere. And I have, and you guys seen it. I've been wearing the one hoodie that I have that they sent me. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. I love these hoodies. I've worn it on in so many different videos. They have all weather, all occasion footwear from beach days to snowy commutes. They have so many different things. You should elevate your spring wardrobe when you travel with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. You can discover more at Vessi.com/bigthing. Get your pair today and get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. And be ready to step out into style. It is great stuff. I love Vessi. Really, really enjoy Vessi.
All right. Thank you to our friends over at Vessi and at Roan. Very excited to have them. And I'm so excited for you guys to. I always get the DMs. Always get people who have been joining up and getting a sponsor, knowing that it helps the show and people love what they're getting. So it's great.
That transition was a force, my dude.
Oh, you liked, man.
You said people hate themselves. People love themselves. What do I love? Like, what people? That's not even what he's talking about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do.
What was he talking about?
No, the into themselves. Like, he was so like, deep into his, like.
People love themselves. He said this guy was like, the Fray.
He said the guy was like, we are the Fray. And you said, people love themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it.
Full of themselves, yeah, basically.
You got it.
I get it, but that's not even what.
Hey, it was a good segue. Yeah.
If they like it,
Have you interviewed Drew Barrymore?
I would die.
You should.
I saw Sam Roberts talk to her, and I was like,
"Well, you should.
How am I going to do it?
I don't know. You should give her a shout.
You should shout her out.
What up, motherfucker?
It is a bummer that there was that one blip on the, you know, that one glitch with the strike, and then she came back, and people were pissed because she is my like. She's my everything.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I watch her show religiously. I love her. I think she's so good. I think that like. Everybody, you know, kind of makes fun of and goofs around about her, like, touching everybody and sitting down with them. Oh. But I think it's so genuine and sweet. She has a career that I want. Okay. Like, I that's what I hope to be doing after I've started a bunch of movies.
You need to call her.
How?
I don't know. You figure that out. Call her. It's not my job.
Ask her to go get a Coke with you.
That's right.
I feel like she'd say yes.
Like,
hey
Drew.
The problem is that she had a creepy stalker.
Oh, yeah. God, I saw that.
That was crazy.
The guy that came to the show.
Yeah, that was
crazy. So he probably,
not her first.
I think he probably ruined it for you.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to get big enough that she asked me on her show.
Right.
And then I'll turn the table.
Like fat? Like the where you're like, it's a thing where you're super big and she has like the 1,000-pound woman on Drew Barrymore.
That's right. You get big and then you have to get small.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to stay big. I'm wrong.
I really enjoyed.
I think I'd be so uncomfortable
being big.
And
because
my
even
next,
when I put on a,
because you're little.
Yeah, when I'm because I'm little. When I put on 5 pounds and I'm walking around, my legs are super uncomfortable. The way that like it's like, ugh.
What is it?
It chafes.
Nice. Okay. Speaking of chafing, how's your room? How's your Roomba? How's your Roomba?
How's your neighbor? Oh my God. I'm annoyed with her.
Yeah. Any slapdashing going on?
You know what? Usually I think it's so funny, but I was under the weather.
Oh, so she's sticking up the joint.
You're under the weather. Like, yeah. It's just like so annoying.
And she's just going to town again?
Yeah. And
worse than last
week?
There's
a new person that I think is living there with her now who I hadn't seen before.
Okay. So this isn't the same guy that was sleeping in the hallway.
I think it's a woman.
Oh. Mm. Hey, we're changing up the tide here.
I'm not sure though.
Okay. I think I should go over there, knock on the door, and just say, "Hey, do me a favor. My friend's not feeling well. Could you stop loudly fucking
for a little bit? Can you fuck quieter?
Could you just turn fuck it down a notch for me, okay?
Thank you. She responds with,
"Hi.
Is that before or after I knew you guys were filming?" So you still
don't know what happened, do you? Last week?
No, I watched the show that.
Oh, you did. You watched
that I was on.
Did you see the beginning of it?
Not last week. The week before.
Oh, this is from last.
Yeah,
week?
Yeah, I watched this. I went back and watched you and Brett sitting here. Yes.
Oh, well, before you came on.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. So we did this whole thing. We did an intro without you.
Yeah, you did 25 minutes of a show.
Okay. That's what I meant.
I went and watched all of it.
Okay. So that's what I was saying. Because we did that and we're like, okay, let's just do it. We'll do a show.
Yeah, I obviously.
Because you didn't even mention. Because I didn't even do an intro, and it's normally not like you would have. The fact that you didn't call out the intro. That we aren't we going to do an intro? You didn't even do it.
You guys had like such shit-eating grins on your face that I was like, "All right, whatever they already did, I'll see you later."
But you were getting ready, and then we just started launching into the roommate.
Then I think I said,
"I go, what's going on? Yeah, are we going?
Yeah, and then you just went with it.
And I put my headphones on. Yeah,
yeah,
because I'm an ultimate professional.
Yeah, so she was just slapping around the bass again.
Yeah, slapping the bass.
Yeah, and so as loud as last time, or.
Well, it sounded louder because she sounded like
she was getting murdered last
night.
Yeah,
I know. But I was sick, so it was even worse.
Oh, six surround sound.
Yeah, exactly. But my ears were clogged, so how I even heard it.
So those were hers, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know who this other person is now, which I'm concerned. It's like, is it a lover of hers, or is it another lady of the night?
Mm.
You know?
What do they do? Maybe they run a brothel in there.
Because another lady of the night will be a big problem.
You know what I'm picturing now going on in that room, that house?
What?
Poor Things.
Mm.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
at the end of Poor Things.
I hear you.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I feel like that's happening now. It's really good. But I feel like that's what's happening.
I only loved the movie right when it ended.
Oh.
It was one of these things where the whole time I'm going, I like this. It's cute, whatever.
Cute.
But when it all like just tied in at the end, I love that. Like,
what part did you find cute?
Cute.
Well, just
her innocence.
Yeah, her innocence and the goofiness of it. But sometimes I'm like, is this just trying to be weird?
Ruffalo was hilarious.
You know who loved the movie?
Steph, right?
No, Grammy and Popo.
That's amazing.
I was like, that's awesome. She was amazing. At first I was confused, and then I understood.
That's great. I love that movie so much. That was a movie
it was
that
so
I
great.
Did, in not a million years
Poor.
That I would have liked.
Poor Things.
Something else. What else did I say? I missed Challengers last night. Supposed to see that. I didn't see it because the Joker trailer. Mm. You haven't seen the Joker trailer. I'm surprised that you didn't see it. You're staying away from it?
Was trying to, but now I'm going to have to cover it for DJ, so I'm going to watch it.
Let's do a live reaction right now.
I try to avoid most trailers.
Because you're going to see it anyway.
I know I'm already going to see the movie, like sometimes I'll watch a trailer if I'm like, do I or do I not want to spend money on this?
Don't you normally cover this stuff for Real Rejects? Or you just do the movie reactions and TV reactions?
They don't have me on for trailers at all.
Okay. So you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
If I'm doing it for work, I'll watch it. But otherwise, if I know I'm going to see the movie, like I don't know what's up with Gaga and the musical aspect. Like I would love to walk in completely surprised, but I have to watch it for DJ. So
I really like the trailer a lot.
I heard it was awesome.
It's a really good trailer. Yeah, one of our whole episode yesterday was, do we think it was the best trailer of the year?
Hmm.
You don't even have to see this, but to get an answer for this question. You are just going to kind of come up with nonsense, so I'll definitely ask you about it as well. But Joaquin Phoenix wins the Oscar for Joker in 2018, right?
Okay.
Or we won it in 2019, but for the performance in 2018.
Right, yeah, that sounds right.
This movie, when you see the trailer, it definitely looks like a continuation of the tone, you know, with added music stuff too, and the performances already look fantastic. Is there a world where the Academy would actually A, nominate him again for the same role, and B, vote for him?
I think yes to A, no to B.
I think that's more likely, if at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine him winning for it.
Has that ever happened?
I can't think of it.
I don't think it's ever happened.
No, I can't even think of a nomination.
Someone winning. Someone
the
winning
Emmys,
or not,
obviously, you think of a lot
sure,
of them.
Sure, but for getting nominated for the same role.
For two movies.
For two movies. For a never for winning it. Never winning it.
Any of the, like, popular Star Wars, anything?
No, I mean
nominated.
Only,
I'm saying
shit. Comic book movies. The only one to ever really even get nominated for the performance was Bassett, and she didn't even win.
Mm.
Right? She almost won. Heath Ledger.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean in Marvel. Heath Ledger won it.
What about Lord of the Rings? Were none of them nominated?
I think someone was nominated, but I don't. Nobody won for. I think Viggo Mortensen was nominated. I feel like
Godfather.
He was. Godfather.
Godfather 2. Oh, I'm just thinking about sequels, like things sure. that people
Christian
could have been.
Bale.
The Godfather is not a bad
thought on it. Or no. Maybe I'm just thinking of two nominations, same character. Is there any?
It's a great. Let's see. Me. What I do think happened, and I don't know if this is true.
You said Godfather.
Yeah, because I thought
you know the famous Marvel movie.
I thought you were considering it as a superhero movie, but I understood what you were going for. I feel like De Niro and Marlon Brando were both nominated for the same character.
Twice?
No.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
So he played young version.
With the same character, same year?
No.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Like there's two Batman movies?
That would be
two
wild. Different?
Right. Well, maybe the same year could be, but the difference is I think that you would have... No, because he died in the first... No. I know. It wouldn't... I'm not sure about those.
But there have been two Joker.
There have been two Joker wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but just the same actor getting nominated for the same role and then winning for the sequel.
Okay, Godfather.
Uh-huh.
Brando won.
Yeah, right.
Just once. Let's go see what happened for Godfather 2. Hold on.
Let's be quiet.
Yeah, let's be as quiet as we can.
As
I was taking a sip. No, but that. I mean, if you guys can think of any, I mean,
yeah,
it would be that's. But that is
donate $20. Oh no, you're not doing one of those.
No, not doing one of those. But that's one of the reasons, by the way, because Brett, it's never happened. It is the thing that in my head I go, well, maybe because of that, maybe they will.
Yeah,
because it's like so. Rare and bizarre that someone could even get nominated.
And to get some more, maybe a little more heat on the Oscars since people aren't watching.
De
Niro won for supporting Godfather 2.
Mm. Right. But that's only one. He only won once. He didn't win for...
Right, just to what you were saying you thought happened.
Right. But he did win.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so Brando won. They both won for playing the same character.
And Pacino was nominated.
Right. Was he nominated for only once?
Yeah, I think so.
How many of the Police Academy movies?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
You know
for
what's crazy
two.
Is I typed in Godfather 2, and the first thing that comes up is not Godfather Part 2. What is this? I started scrolling. I'm like, what the hell?
I can't. It's not doing anything.
What is that?
Hold on. I don't know. But what I will say is this. What do you guys think?
Oh.
Please let us know. I have to know the answer to this question, if that is anything. The other thing that CinemaCon has been going on. There's a lot of stuff going on at CinemaCon, and this was news that popped yesterday. All right, at CinemaCon, Lionsgate unveiled the highly anticipated John Wick spinoff, Ballerina, starring Ana de Armas, with Keanu Reeves confirmed to return as John Wick. Now, it's set between John Wick 3 and John Wick 4. The film has a star-studded cast: Norman Reedus, Catalina Sandino Moreno, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, Gabriel Byrne, and Lance Reddick.
Wow, Lance Reddick.
Yeah, so it's I think it's the last thing he did before he passed. Delayed to add more action, Ballerina promises a true John Wick film experience and is set to release on June 6, 2025. The trailer showcases Darmus' assassin training and brutal combat skills, indicating a thrilling addiction to the John Wick universe. Okay.
Does anybody find her attractive?
No, she's ugly.
Like,
I've never heard of anyone
saying that she's not attractive.
No, I was
saying that she's okay. Yeah, she's not. She's
stunning. She's obviously the most beautiful.
It's incredible. I mean, should be illegal.
Do you remember on? I actually don't know if you were Clyde Alive at this point. When I was on Clyde Alive and Rocco was on, you might have been there, and he was like talking about J Lo.
Oh, they didn't like her.
That there was like an incident, just that whatever. There was a. He sent it to me this morning. There was a scathing article.
He sent it to me as well. He does not like J Lo.
Yeah,
he never has like no. He.
Well, I'm only thinking about that because Ana de Armas dated Ben Affleck right before J Lo got married. Sure, that's where my mind is.
But yeah, there was. He sent it to me earlier. Like he's never been a fan, and then he sent me this. It was the Ringer article.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal.
It's pretty brutal.
It's terrible.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with Ballerina.
But Ballerina is the new kind of John Wick universe thing. It does have a good cast. My issue with it is that I'm not a big Len Wiseman guy.
Oh.
And I don't, maybe this could be one that he makes it work. I think that not having Chad Skalski do it is he's as much a part of the John Wick franchise as Keanu Reeves is.
What's the premise?
I think that she's just kind of just like another side assassin.
It's like what we saw briefly with the ballerina.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she does more, I guess, inside of that world. And I guess I would assume, because I remember that because Wick comes back in the third one during that scene, I think it's the third one when he comes back to ask for help. I always forget. I blend them together, but I thought it was the third one.
Is there four now?
There's four.
Okay, so we still haven't seen the fourth one. I do that.
Well, so this.
Sorry, Rox.
So this
you're
is.
Behind.
Yeah, you should see the fourth one before. Well, don't necessarily have to because this takes place right after the third one. So, you gotta have him in there to kind of give it a little of validity too, right?
I'm sure he knows he's like the boost.
Yeah.
That it needs, and that's good that he's there.
Can she pull off the action, you think? Because like she did that action movie with Chris Evans that was not good. The Netflix movie?
I don't know. I would think yes.
Okay.
No. I think that they probably know her strengths, and there's probably going to be a lot of stunt doubles work.
Maybe. I want to see. Are they going to have a fight scene?
No.
Does he not do any fights, really, or does he just come in? You got to give him one fight scene, right?
With her?
No. Either with her the same way
with
that he did.
Maybe.
Like he did with Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Order up for John Wick. Thank you. And that's his scene.
And he leaves. He's like,
hey, who you touching, ballerina? something like
that.
Can
you imagine if that's the line the Keanu Reeves had? That's it.
Who are you touching, ballerina?
Who are you touching, ballerina? Get out of here, you.
The what was the Unbreakable?
Just watch that.
The other one. Well, the one.
Split?
Yeah. Is that the one where at the end he's like, hey, that name rings a bell.
Yeah.
Like, that was the dumbest scene.
Oh,
that ruined that for me.
So funny. We just talked about this yesterday. I said that's what saved the movie for me.
Really?
Well, because I hated that movie.
Hated Split?
I literally said this on the show yesterday. I hated Split.
Why did it come up yesterday?
Because we were talking about, I don't know how it came up.
Answer the goddamn question.
those movies just came out. We were talking about Shyamalan, that he was at his new movie, the trailer debuted at the Warner Brothers thing, the trailer for whatever the horror movie is with Josh Hartnett.
Mm.
So we just started talking about his.
He's doing a horror movie with Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, wow. Some of the filmography that he's had, the thriller. It's always type of thrillers that he does. But I started bringing up Unbreakable, and then I talked about Split. To this day, and I don't know if I'll ever have an experience like this. I was watching Split, and I hated it because by the time I was getting to the end, I'm like, "This is so stupid! You've set up this whole thing. Now it's like supernatural. What is this?" Mm-hmm. And then that scene happens, and I go, "Oh shit!" That's what this is. Now I'm rethinking the whole movie, and now I love this movie.
That's cool.
Because I didn't have the context of what it was. And once that scene gave me that context, the rest, because I'm a big Unbreakable fan.
Me too.
So when that music kicked in, the second that music kicked in, I knew what it was. Some people didn't know that movie well enough. They didn't realize it until they saw.
Did you like Glass?
No. That movie I did not like. That movie I thought he.
What's your favorite of his movies?
I think Unbreakable. I think Unbreakable is my first favorite. Awkward Ending, though. Then Sixth Sense, and then I'd probably Sixth Sense and Signs probably up there together. Yeah, and then Split's close. Split's up there.
Mm.
Split's a lot better than It's funny. Like, I've never had an experience like that to where I disliked the movie totally. And I loved it within the same. I've watched movies before, not liked it, thought on it, watched it again, dug it, or vice versa. But this, I was in the theater going, okay, well, I definitely don't like this movie. And then the twist happens, and I'm like, oh, that's what this movie was. I'm stupid. This is a really good movie.
I don't think I've seen everything, but I own a lot of his stuff. I was a pretty big fan at one time. I mean, even like Lady in the Water, Oof. The Village. Lady in the Water, I didn't hate. I don't know. It's just some of them maybe I just was like a fan of his at the time. Yeah. I guess.
Did you guys like, what was the cabin one that we just saw?
Cabin in the Woods? Not Cabin in the Woods.
Knock at the Cabin and the Door. And the...
I'm glad that you brought that up.
You took me to that
I
one.
Did.
What is it called? Knock at the Cabin?
Knock at the Cabin in the Woods. Or Knock in the Cabin, whatever it was.
It's like, knock, cabin boy here.
I thought that was Batista's best acting.
Oh, God, yeah.
He was so...
I always think Batista's really good.
He did direct that, didn't he? Shyamalan did do that one?
I think so.
Because I thought about that yesterday.
We don't even know the name of it, but I think
I know, but when we were talking about that yesterday, I was going to bring it up, and I go, oh, maybe he didn't direct that. Because if he did, that's up there for me, too.
He did.
Okay, that's an underrated movie.
Yeah.
He did not... He was not the sole writer of it. Oh,
but he directed it.
Yeah, and he wrote it. Yeah. He did also write it.
No, that one was real. I
was saying that because some of his dialogue can be trash. We know that.
Well, look at the fart.
So you guys like Old?
I didn't see. See, that's the one I got to check out.
No, I didn't see Old.
You guys didn't see Old?
No. Did you like it?
I really like him. It's one of his not as good ones.
Yeah,
but for one of his not as good ones, I found a lot of like, oh, cool. That was an interesting choice.
I like that that's where the conversation went yesterday. Stressful. That it went. When he's scaled down his movies again, he's having more fun because the bigger budget ones I don't think are his style. Like the last Fartbender was terrible. The one that the last
Airbender. Oh, that was the one that everybody wanted me to watch for Brett to the Future.
Terrible.
Was bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
By the way, it's just called Knock at the Cabin.
Knock at the Cabin. Yeah,
yeah. I won't call it the last Airbender because it's not. It's the last Fartbender, the one he did. And when I saw it with Steve Simone, who's a comedian, and his line still sticks with me. He's like, I went and saw this movie, and the guy next to me was sleeping, and I was jealous. And it was so bad. I remember Mark and Steve and I went and saw that and reviewed it for Schmoes back in the day. But that one, and then he did the other one with Will Smith and Jaden Smith, the other terrible movie. What the hell was that movie?
Oh, God.
It was terrible.
I don't even know if I know what you're talking about.
You got to remember it. Because it was another one that was highly profiled, that people thought it was going to be so good. And it was shit.
Not the one where the guy is a lawyer and all. That's a good movie.
No, this is like a futuristic like space movie or some shit.
The Visit?
No.
Oh, no, I see it. After Earth.
Is that what it was? No, After Earth. Is that what it was called? Maybe you're right.
After Earth is starring Will Smith and Jaden Smith. Did he do a different one?
Okay. No, that would be it.
I think the worst thing that happened to Shyamalan was the fact that ever since his first...
Oh, I saw this movie.
Hey, Brett was in the middle of it. Conversation. Come on, Roxy. No,
I'm used to it. That's my wife.
Come on. I can't let you get away with that. That's not good.
I didn't hear anything. I heard nothing. I saw the movie.
You got finally the first fucking time in 5 years. He's gonna have a film point. You just took a dump in his face.
Hey!
Can you remember your point?
Yeah, I just think that when he being known as like the twist ending guy, you're always looking for that, and it's like it just kind of ruined a lot of things.
It's true.
Like I figured out The Village right away because I was like, oh, let's see, Shyamalan's gonna do something weird, and oh, this is what it is.
Yeah. Well.
You think it was a good pointer? What do you think?
Yeah. I think he's right. I think it's valid in that you have the twist part of it. I said it yesterday. The unfair thing that whether it was Time Magazine or whatever was saying the next Spielberg after like two or three movies.
Oh yeah, they hyped him too much.
They hyped him way too much, and he has now found his stride in making movies like this. The Knock at the Cabin, which one? I think that's an underrated movie. I enjoyed that movie.
I think to Brett's point about that movie, apparently the twist was that it has a different ending than the book. Because it wasn't really a twist. Knock at the Cabin.
Oh, Knock at the Cabin.
When you're watching it, you're like, oh, this doesn't really have a twist. And then apparently you don't know that it does, but the twist is that the book has a different ending than what it had or something. So
that's
even something like
is.
That, I guess so.
Okay, whatever.
That's what I remember.
I don't know. How do we even get into the Shyamalan conversation?
Because...
You don't remember either. All right, well, either way.
Well, you were talking about one of his movies, and I was like...
Oh, Unbreakable. Oh, it came in through, and somehow you brought up the Unbreakable point for the
last line.
That's right.
Yeah.
Either way. So but that was a whole. this is what I love about these Thursday shows. You never know where it's going to go. And we have that movie coming out, the ballerina movie, with Keanu Reeves, who's going to be in it for sure, but Ana de Armas. How is it going to play? What do you guys think? Are you excited for it? Do you think that Len Wiseman can pull it off? That's my biggest concern. I just don't know if he can pull it off. All right, before we move on, I want to tell you a little bit about ZBiotics. Here it is.
The other thing you want to check out is ZBiotics. And ZBiotics, thank God, I went to a wedding last night, and ZBiotics is the reason that I am able to be here with you today. They are the maker of the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. You got to take your first drink of the night for a better tomorrow. Fact. It's engineered by a team of microbiologists, and ZBiotics is a probiotic drink that breaks down the byproduct of alcohol, which is responsible for rough mornings after drinking. So you have a ZBiotic for the best results. You take your first drink of the night before you do anything else. You pace yourself, you hydrate, and you get a good night's sleep. And then you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. I love it. It is game changer. I'm not young enough to be able to just do what I did when I was younger. Don't do it anymore. I take ZBiotic. I'm feeling good today. And every time I have a ZBiotic before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even a night out, I can confidently plan on it and doing shows, I'm moving. So I gave ZBiotics a try when they first came to the show. I drank it last night before this wedding. And I'm telling you, I'm top of my game right now. You wouldn't even be able to tell that I was drinking last night. So this year, I'm going to form a more sustainable and better me, podcasting, doing all this stuff. This is not a all or nothing approach. So you got to go to ZBiotics.com/BigThing and use that code BigThing. You check out for 15% off. And thank you to ZBiotics for sponsoring this episode and for all the good times.
All right. Love ZBiotics. And so excited they're part of the show. And Steph was on the show yesterday and talked about how much she loved it. She took one right before her wedding, which was the best.
I told you that. You were like, I gave it to you. And I was like,
I know, I lied.
No.
No, she talked about it.
Especially at this age, if you're going to tie one on, take a seat.
Well, she said the reason why it worked so well for her, she took it right before the wedding, and people kept giving her drinks, like, mm-hmm. And just sipping. And you had everyone of your guests giving you one sip, you're going to be in trouble. She's like, I woke up the next day after having one of those things.
Yeah.
People were like, you look great. How the hell are you doing it?
That's great.
Like ZBiotics, baby. So there you go. All right, let's get to one more story, and then we'll do TV. Okay, Blair Witch. I know everybody's excited about this. Lionsgate and Blumhouse team up for a reimagining. At CinemaCon, a groundbreaking partnership between Blumhouse and Lionsgate was announced, marking the beginning of a multi-film pact aimed at reimagining classic horror films from the Lionsgate library. The first project under this collaboration will be a new Blair Witch project designed to reintroduce this iconic horror classic to a new generation. This initiative has sparked excitement and curiosity among fans, with some questioning the necessity of revisiting the Blair Witch franchise in the current era. Nonetheless, the partnership is set to explore more classic horror reboots in the future, signaling a significant development in the horror film landscape. So, because I can already see this pitch inside of the room with TikTok and Snapchat and all these things that we have and YouTube, you can do something today with the generation, like the influencers today, and do something Blair Witch. And if we can get, Blumhouse on board with us, and we can do it together, because they know how to do this thing for cheap, let's do it. So they put this deal together, and the unfortunate part is they're not wrong. What's going to happen is, do I think that they should, for creative reasons and integrity, should they do this? No. But what Blumhouse does very well, I mean, remember this. This year, Blumhouse made a movie about a haunted swimming pool. It cost nothing to make, and it made money. Because they know how to make these movies for nothing. They can make ridiculous movies, and they can make money off of them. And that's all they're doing here. They're reimagining these horror movies. It's completely unnecessary, but they're going to make money doing it. Do you agree with me?
I watch Shark Tank every week. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. And Jason is now one of the people.
Oh, is he?
Not all the time, but he comes on as a person.
Makes sense.
And when you hear him talking to the entrepreneurs about, like, why something's working or not, whatever it is, I think he's just truly brilliant at making money and understanding the horror genre in a way that I would be insane to question the choices that he makes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure this will make money. I actually bet it might be decent. I love Blair Witch. I'm obviously a Massachusetts girl. I went to Salem last year. I have gone to Salem many times as a kid growing up, whatever. I'm interested in the subject matter. It doesn't sound awful to me what you're talking about, the Gen Z-ized version of that, which it sounds like...
Just make a new movie.
It could be bad, but it could be really good. And I definitely am open to loving this. I think I might.
You know, the gimmick behind the original Blair Witch, though...
Footage.
And people thought it was real.
Yeah.
And that's you can't do that anymore. You just can't.
Yeah, I legit thought it was a documentary.
A lot of people did.
We watched it on our bus on our way to Salem, Massachusetts as kids when we were in like fourth grade.
Oh my god, we're scared of the piss.
Solid choice of the bus driver on that one. So.
Yeah. Like on those little, you know, on the buses.
Super scary. But it was creepy in the way that they did it. It was brilliant. That's why it made the amount of money that it did. Capturing that kind of magic again, capturing that kind of magic again, how they did that, they're not going to do. However, making money off of it, casting just good actors that cost nothing, and then reimagining it with the footage and stuff, does it make sense business-wise? It does. Look, a haunted pool. It was called Night Swim.
Oh,
and it was Wyatt Russell and
I like him.
And the woman from Last of Us. Oh God, I can't remember.
Carrie Coon?
No, she wasn't. Carrie Coon wasn't.
Is that Kurt?
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Leftovers.
Yeah, but it's funny you say that. She does remind me of Carrie Coon, the woman
in The Last of Us. Oh, the girl from the
movie. Yes. I've seen that one. Oh, no.
But either way, It makes sense, but I don't like it, if that makes sense. Okay. Anyway.
Night Swim, Carrie Condon.
Yes. Let's get to TV. We got TV stuff. Roxy, what do we got here?
Gerard Carmichael reality show. It's actually very difficult to find because there is his stand-up, and then there's the Carmichael show, which he did. So you have to type in reality show, and this is on Max. There have been two episodes so far, and I think this is definitely one of the best shows of the year. It is so, so unbelievable to me. The first episode, he is best friends with a very, very successful superstar. I won't say who because I don't want to spoil it for people who are going to be watching it. But this is a reality show. This is a reality show about his life. And he is in love with his best friend in the first episode.
And this is real.
And the real best friend, who you guys, everybody knows, comes onto the show, and he is telling him how he feels. And his best friend does not reciprocate and is also not queer, I don't believe.
Okay.
And it's like them kind of like hashing out where to go from there. But then it's intercut with him doing stand-up about his life as well. It is in the vein of, like, a Louis or something where
it is scripted.
But it's not scripted. But it feels like that because... But then he does have stand-up intercut with it. So, like, the editing makes it feel more scripted, but it's a reality show. It's really fascinating. He is... unbelievably vulnerable in this. He's kind of a dirtbag at times. And the next episode, you see he gets a significant other and he just cannot stop cheating on him. And the significant
other. This is all
real? Yeah.
It's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it's wild to watch. It's really wild to watch. I can't believe somebody was willing to put themselves out there like that. What do you put up?
It was like a half screen of him. You're really getting this down.
Okay.
That's what
also like
out.
Here's what I will say to you guys. How dare you call me out for interrupting Brett when you guys literally every single week I come prepared to teach you guys.
It's like you're trying to get out everything before we can make a comment about the show.
Okay, so I really recommend it, even though I don't think you guys are necessarily the audience for it. I think that it is, if for people who are willing to take a chance on a different format of a show, it is very raw, real, and vulnerable, and I'm extremely impressed with him.
I don't know who this person is.
He's never a massive stand-up.
Oh, okay, so
he won the Emmy last year.
Yeah, and he hosted
for coming out in a special.
Right, he hosted the Golden Globes.
I don't even remember that.
Not this year, the year before.
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop in the stand-up world.
Same.
Okay, so I definitely recommend the show.
All right. What about that one?
That was a show that was on years ago. This is Shogun.
Yeah, boy.
Christian, you've seen it all now. What do you think?
So good.
So good. Who's your favorite?
John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John's amazing.
He's really good.
Yeah, for sure.
He's really good.
John's awesome. Yes, absolutely. All the Asian men are named John.
Anjin.
Actually, what is Blackthorne's name? His first name might be John.
Is it?
I don't know. It could be.
John.
All right. This show is just by far and away the best show on television this year. The most recent episode, Brett, I know.
He's so good.
Scared yourself. Brett, you are up to date on
this. Oh, yeah.
The most recent one is like, I mean... Holy crap. What he did, the choice he made, which we'll keep vague.
Yeah.
And then you're like so pissed, and then you understand the culture is just so different. Like why you make the decisions you do and what human life means and sacrifice. It's like, it's incredible.
So, what do you think? You think I should watch the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
Wait, yeah,
no, I don't think you deserve this show.
That's fair. All right. Next one.
Oh, that's it. That's all you're giving her on show again.
So I'm.
You gotta leave.
Yeah.
I watched the new Rami Youssef special, and I love Rami. I love his show, and I love his stand up. He did a stand up a couple years ago called Feelings, and this one's called More Feelings. Okay. What I'm a little confused about, and I wanted to ask you guys about, I thought the special was awesome. I watched the special, and then he went on SNL.
Okay.
Like a week after I saw the special to host SNL. He's hosting SNL, and his opening monologue was just the special.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, this special was, the opening monologue was brilliant.
Mm.
But it was literally the special, which was an hour in 10 minutes. Is that common?
Sure. I mean, in the same way that if, you know, Bruce Springsteen has a new album out, and there's a bunch of the songs, then they just played a few of the songs from the new album.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I agree. I don't like it. Because I think you shouldn't give away
it I mean, but he did it after the special came out,
and just
right?
People, after the special, but then people didn't obviously watch a special because
right,
they were like,
known.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
And I was like, I agree with what he's saying. However, I heard it last week.
But how much of it was...
100%.
No. But as far as length, like, so the whole special
is
about an hour.
So the monologue, I think, was 12 minutes.
And the special's an hour?
Yeah, and it was...
Yeah, so he gave you 12 minutes of the show. Basically,
no, like, he did every bit, kind of, but, like, condensed.
Oh, really?
I mean, not every bit, but a lot of it. A lot of it.
I mean, I think he's probably, you know,
and he did a great job on SNL. It just was what I had already seen, and I was so excited to watch SNL because he's one of my favorites.
Well, so I guess the answer to that question is... I'm not familiar with him at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you never watched the show Rami?
No.
Wow. So, I've recommended that one to you and you don't care at all.
Hmm.
That one's as good as Dave and Rami are the two like cringe funny shows that are on that are amazing.
Never seen either one of them.
Okay.
So if
never
he was
Dave either, what?
So if he was on Saturday Night Live and I just was browsing and saw it and I saw that,
then you might go watch the special.
I'd be like, oh wow. Okay, well, that's pretty funny. I'll go watch the special. And then if I go and watch the special, I'll go, oh, yeah, he did a lot of these bits on Saturday Night Live, is what I would say.
Huh. So, yeah, I was just kind of bummed because
I'm a fan. Yeah.
So I wanted more material.
Yeah.
And then everybody was so stoked for him. And I was stoked for him because it's a big deal to host SNL.
Mm-hmm.
But and it went really well. So obviously it was the right choice. But I just wanted anything.
Of course.
New.
Well, that just shows that you're a big fan of his work.
Yeah.
And it's like, so Sebastian, I still love watching Sebastian Live, right? So if he. I would feel the same way if my wife and I just watched a full special of his on Netflix and then we watch him on Saturday Night Live and he does the same bits. So like, oh, he's just promoting his show.
Right.
That's what he's doing. He's promoting his show.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen so many clips of, and I can't think of her name. She's got a late night show that's on
Sigourney
after.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver. Yeah.
Samantha
who's the
Bee.
No. Who's the, she's a blonde comedian. She's
Chelsea?
No. She's got a new show.
Nikki Glaser?
Oh.
No. Yeah, she's got her own talk show with comedians making jokes and stuff.
Oh, she's one of my favorites ever, Taylor Thompson.
Yeah, Taylor Thompson.
Taylor, Tomlinson.
I saw so many of her things on TikTok? Instagram and TikTok that when I watched it, I wasn't. It was like
you knew it. Yeah, right. Well, I mean, that's how promote yourself. I can promote yourself.
Yeah,
right, yeah, yeah. Totally.
Do it your own way.
So guys. I love the point is the special is awesome.
All right.
I actually am devastated about this.
You didn't like it?
No, it was amazing.
Oh, okay.
I thought the Curb Your Enthusiasm finale, series finale. So I've been watching this show for 20 years.
Seinfeld.
They put him in court because of the Seinfeld stuff?
So the whole thing is like rectifying the Seinfeld finale, the Curb finale. I think you should watch this finale. You would die laughing. They even at one point turned to each other and said, that's what we should have done in the finale.
That's like, funny.
It's amazing. He's in a lot of it.
Seinfeld is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry Lewis is in a lot of it too, which was really
sad. Jerry Lewis.
Richard Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Same.
Jerry Lewis was
both respected.
Jerry Lewis was in a lot of stuff. It's so weird, Jerry Lewis.
What was going on in your mind was amazing on so many different levels. Because when I said not Jerry Lewis, and you were about to say like, what do you mean? And then you realized quickly.
So many things happening at
once. Richard Lewis, yeah.
I thought the finale was excellent. I am actually like I can't even state this without making a joke. I'm actually unbelievably sad that the show is done. Yeah, like this show is, and it's been on for so long, and like we've been living with them for so long, and I think it's like a perfect show. I love it. Yeah. So I'm devastated, but at least they stuck the landing.
Okay,
so good. So good.
Last one.
Three Body Problem, man. People love this show.
Oh,
I'm four episodes in it, and I really dig it so far.
Yeah, people love this show.
Not for you.
It was good.
Oh,
A lot of people are saying it's the best show of the year. Okay. I did a best shows of March, and I did six best shows of March, and this wasn't one of them.
Okay.
And so many comments were like, I can't believe you haven't seen Three Body Problem. And I was like, I did see it, and I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I just don't think it didn't hit home for me. I think that it was fine. I would be interested to watch season two.
Okay.
But this was just like, I like you, sci-fi is my jam. I'm really curious about this. And it did bring up some concepts that I was like, that's interesting. But the way that it explored it was just good to me. It didn't, it was an accident.
I might not check it out now.
I think you should.
Roxy's recommendations, but if
people love this show, they're saying it's the best of the year.
I like it. If that means anything, and this is actually a show that I'm
and
watching.
It's definitely getting the next season, and I really like Benioff and Weiss, and I'm curious what they're going to do with it. I thought it was fine.
Very curious that you didn't cover the biggest thing, and I'm not even kidding. This is the biggest thing that happened on TV this weekend.
Mania?
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were teeing me up for 97.
What's that?
X-Men.
Oh, no. You haven't seen it. Not watching that right now.
No, I didn't watch Mania, but I did see some things from
I watched night one. Now, you're not a wrestling guy at all.
Used to be.
But you had to see clips and shit flying around the internet this weekend of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the biggest WrestleMania as far as Cody Rhodes sold $1 million worth of merchandise in night two alone.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
Which WrestleMania is it?
40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Kathy Kelly. She's great.
She was on the show last week. Yeah, I know.
She was hustling.
Wow.
She was kicking ass. And she brought back the Slammies, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was great. And Roka and I did a whole posting.
So. I was 10 when they started. Great.
Were you?
Yeah. 50 years old.
It was 80. It was the first one was 85. Yeah. All right. Listen to me.
11.
We're done. So thank you. Roxy, thank you for your picks. Where can they find you?
Everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Everywhere and above board TV.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for joining us here. As I said, if you want to contribute to the New York studio, I put the Amazon link as the first thing in the description. If you can, if not, all good. Just throw in your comments and your likes. That just as good. Thank you for joining us here today. Appreciate you. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are found. All right. It's a big thing.